This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, drinking my real water.
I feel like a NASCAR driver sometimes. I went to the town hall event last night. I walked in holding a bottle of real water, and I was sucking my doctor suggests lozenges, and I was preaching Liberty Health Share to everyone who would listen. And I just love my sponsors on radio and TV. I take good care of them. And the reason I'm healthy is because I suck on the My Doctor Suggests lozenges, and I drink their silver solution. And every chance I get, I drink real water. I mean, that's what I do. I live my sponsors, especially when I find a good one. They've got great products. So Schiff, Adam Schiff, tells senators they must not allow Trump to run for re-election. A president this unapologetic, this lawless, this unbound to the Constitution and the oath of office must be removed from office lest he continue to use the vast prejudicial powers at his disposal to seek advantage in the next election. Folks, you talk about lawless. I spent the opening segment talking about the lawlessness of sanctuary cities and the fact that Democrats are the ones who are rigging elections with illegal aliens, basically foreign residents electing a U.S. president. That's foreign interference in an American election. But there's so many more examples of lawlessness. How about Barack Obama lying to our faces about Obamacare, knowing at the very moment he said you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan, you can keep your insurance, don't worry about it, there's no problem. At that moment, he had in his hands at the White House a study that conclusively said 90 million Americans would lose their insurance. That's fraud. Massive fraud on a massive scale. That's lawlessness. That's violating the United States Constitution. And when he says you can't elect Trump because he has such prejudicial powers at his disposal to seek advantage in the next election, the Democratic Party has the entire media, entire mainstream media, the entire Hollywood, the entire social media Silicon Valley. They've got all the teachers, all the teachers' unions, all the college professors. They've got the entire legal system, all the lawyers, the Bar Association. They've got, let me think, what did I leave out? They've got the judicial system, most judges. They've got every government employee, every government bureaucrat in America. 22 government employees, almost all of them vote Democrat, other than cops and law enforcement. And we all know the leaders, even there, vote Democrat. We know the FBI leadership is riddled with liberals put in place by Obama and Clinton. So they've got everything. Every lever is at their disposal. And they're worrying about us. They've got the IRS. Think about what the IRS tried to do to Wayne Root. They came after me and tried to destroy me based on Barack Obama sending them after me. We know that for a fact. For a fact, Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch took my case, sued the IRS, and demanded my files. And we found in my files that it was literally a persecution. I was targeted for my political beliefs by the Internal Revenue Service, who tried to destroy me. And yet he's talking about what Republicans have at their disposal. Can you imagine if Trump had ever used the IRS to destroy liberals, to destroy the ACLU, to destroy Muslim organizations? Can you imagine the outcry to destroy Jesse Jackson, Reverend Sharpton, to destroy the NAACP's leaders, the same way that Obama used the IRS to destroy Tea Parties? I mean, that wasn't racism, and that wasn't prejudice, and that wasn't persecution, and that wasn't targeting, and that wasn't intimidation when you own the media. Okay, but Trump, when you don't own the media, you know, you play marbles and you cheat with one marble and you're the worst man that ever lived. You spit on the sidewalk. You put gum under a desk. You go 66 to 65 and you're a Republican and you're a Donald Trump supporter and they want to put you in jail for life. It's just amazing. Adam Schiff says Trump must be removed because he threatened our national security. Barack Obama threatened our national security. Barack Obama was the one. I wrote 3 books about it. The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, The Murder of the Middle Class, and Angry White Male. I wrote 3 books, each of them almost 400 pages, chock full of examples of how Obama weakened our national security and took the side, basically, of Islamic extremism against Israel. He weakened Israel's security and our security. He gave Iran the Iran Treaty, which could have resulted in a nuclear weapon destroying Israel. He didn't care. He gave them $150 billion, and he knew they would fund terrorism around the world. He didn't care. We just struck Soleimani and killed the leading general of the Iran Revolutionary Forces because of President Trump. He's such a wonderful, brave, bold guy. But how many people realize that Soleimani was targeted by Israel for death about 4 years ago, and Obama tipped off Iran and told them Israel's going to try to kill your leading general, and he saved Soleimani's life? Is that not hurting national security? I don't know. I guess so. I think so. Because liberals follow Saul Alinsky. Look in the mirror, and whatever you see, blame the other guy. They're the ones who damaged our national security. They're the ones who left the border open during the whole 8 years of Obama to not only fill the country with foreigners so that they would win elections, Democrats, but also every and any terrorist cell in the world could come up through that porous American open border. How is there any national security when you have an open border? Terrorists can come and go as they please. Yet Obama said nothing. Left the border open. And they're accusing us of damaging national security. And then Jasper Schiff argues that Trump's 2018 Helsinki summit with Vladimir Putin was a breathtaking success of Russian intelligence. Everything is about Russia. Schiff's closing argument, Russia carried out a coup against the U.S. by manipulating Trump. Once again, Saul Alinsky. Look in the mirror, whatever you see. Democrats carried out a coup. Adam Schiff said in April of 19, Obama had a duty to investigate candidate Trump. But today he says candidate Trump was a criminal to investigate candidate Joe Biden. President Obama had a right to investigate candidate Trump, but President Trump doesn't have a right to investigate candidate Joe Biden. One is a matter of national security, and he has every right to do it. And the other one, because he's a Republican, according to Schiff, is a criminal if he does it. Amazing. All they're doing is looking in the mirror and blaming us for what they do and covering up for their crimes of the century. Democrats, in my opinion, I'll state it again, it's my opinion, Democrats looted the country under Obama. It was the most corrupt, lawless administration in history. And they looted foreign aid and all over the world through the Clinton Foundation, Hillary Clinton and the uranium deal, and Joe Biden, Ukraine, and Hunter Biden with China and Ukraine. They looted our country. They used their power to extort money from leaders all over the world or grab a piece of the foreign aid money or grab foreign government contracts and reward them with, you know, wonderful things in the United States and the government contracts here. They were the criminals, so they're accusing us of being criminals. All right, I said I'd go to the calls a little bit early. Let's take Mark in California on line one. Mark, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, I'm asking a question that who are Republican negotiators? We control the process, right? The Senate controls this, right?
You'd think.
Why would you give the Democrats the first 3 days, and yeah, the ratings are going down, it's still millions of people.
Yeah.
Why would you give them 3 days and then you get Saturday and you control the process?
Right.
And they want to close it off? Who are these people?
I said this to a Republican congressman yesterday from Louisiana. I'm trying to remember his name. I think it's Mike Johnson. I can't remember now. Mike Johnson from Louisiana. He's on the he's on the team hand chosen by the White House to defend him. And I said, Mike, you gave them weekdays and we get Saturday, and I assume you're going to take off Sunday. Please tell me you're not going to do this on a Sunday, but, you know, you get a Saturday? You get a weekend when no one will be watching? The only good news is, Mark, that nobody was watching these 3 days. I mean, the audience was small, and it's getting smaller every day, just like the congressional, the House impeachment hearings. Nobody was watching, and even that number for the first day that was small went down every single day because they're so boring. And anybody watching it can see how ridiculous the whole thing is. So the good news is nobody's watching, and lesser are watching every day. The bad news is you're right. We're idiots. How do we give them weekdays, and we took a Saturday, and it's all going to get buried, and by the time you get back on Monday, it'll all be forgotten. Pretty stupid. And we're just patsies. Republicans have always been cowards. till Donald Trump came along. He's the first guy with a spine. And until then, we had the Mitch McConnells and the John Boehners and Paul Ryans, and all of them were bad and spineless, and Obama ran roughshod over them. Thank God we've got Trump now. But the people who run the Senate, cowards, spineless, weaklings. Let's go to Katie in Indiana on line two. Katie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Yes.
Good evening.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're on. You're on. Tell us what you think.
Hey, I just don't understand. The House had their time.
Yeah.
Why in the heck are we still listening to Adam Schiff?
Well, because they gave them 3 days. Now we get 3 days. And I get it. You're better off with the second 3 days than the first 3 days. We get to close this thing. But our first day is a Saturday. Nobody in America is going to watch tomorrow. Nobody. And they better not be doing this on Sunday. I got to assume we're taking Sunday off and coming back fresh on Monday. But nobody's going to watch tomorrow. I'm not going to watch tomorrow. So Republicans, Katie, are not very smart. How about that? Is that a good answer? She's on hold. We'll take her when we get back. We'll go to a quick break. When we get back, we're taking more of your calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Wayne Alaroot, you can find me at rootforamerica.com. You can find my favorite project, rootwall.com, raising money for Trump's wall. You can find me, my email, wayneroot@gmail.com. I love to hear from you. Sometimes I get 100 or more during the show, but all day long I get hundreds from you guys. You're the best. Best fans in the world. Really appreciate you. I read every one of them. I just can't answer all of them anymore. That's a little overwhelming. I'm getting over 1,000 and sometimes thousands per week. But you guys are the best. WayneRoof@gmail.com. I will admit all my best ideas, all my best commentaries, all my best angles for President Trump. I either get from you or it gets started by you writing something and it inspires me. You guys are the best. We'll see you in a sec. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron abundant abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a little bit more about the impeachment and then we'll move on. Hakeem Jeffries, congressman, Democrat from New York, accuses Trump of a cover-up over the Ukraine transcript that Trump released. Did you ever hear, I've followed along this line of reasoning many times in the last few months, did you ever see one of Obama's phone calls released to the public? Never. In 8 years, were any of his phone calls leaked to the public? And never was he forced to release the transcript of a phone call to the public. So you've never heard any of Obama's phone calls with the leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood? You've never heard Obama talk to Muslim leaders around the Middle East? You never heard Obama talk to Saudi Arabia's leaders? You never heard Obama talk to anybody. You never heard him talk to Putin. We already know that Obama at one point whispered to Russia's president at the time, tell Vladimir Putin that after I'm reelected, I have a lot more room to do whatever he wants. We'll worry about it then. What did he mean by that? You never heard the conversation? No, you heard that was a mic that was on by mistake. But you never heard an actual 15-minute phone call between Obama and Putin. We never heard about anything from Obama. So Trump is literally the most transparent president in history. He releases the exact transcript of two phone calls with President Zelensky of Ukraine, and Democrats actually say Trump's involved in a cover-up. What cover-up? You and I saw the exact wording of the phone call, and he did nothing wrong, and all of us know that. But the whistleblower never knew the phone call. The whistleblower wasn't on the phone call. And Trump released it after the whistleblower made his charges that Trump did something wrong on a phone call that whistleblower never listened to. So he was forced to release it. He did. Transparent guy that he is. You and I read it. We know Trump did nothing wrong. We know there was no quid pro quo. But even if there was, I have no problem. I think you should have quid pro quo. I think politics is all about quid pro quo with American taxpayer money being given to foreign countries, you have every right to always ask that they either A, stop corruption with our money, stop stealing our money, stop squandering our money, stop wasting our money, and most importantly, stop letting American politicians steal our money or siphon off that money. And then how about they shouldn't get money unless they're on our side? I give Israel money, but I wouldn't give Israel's enemies money because they're not on our side. Why do we give money to people that hate America? Does Pakistan like America? Why would I want to give money to Pakistan? So of course I'd say to them, you know what? We give you, you know, $20 million a year, $200 million a year, whatever the number is, $1 billion a year. From now on, you better be on our side at the United Nations. Because if you're not, we're cutting the money off. Well, that's quid pro quo. I got no problem with that. That's a benefit for Trump. So it's just, this whole thing is so funny. He released the exact words of the call. You and I know more than the whistleblower. We know he did nothing wrong. They're accusing him of not being transparent and a cover-up. What cover-up? Obama's 8 years was one giant cover-up. He never released a damn thing. I'd like to see every conversation Obama had with the leaders of Iran when John Kerry and Obama were negotiating the Iran treaty. I want to see the conversation Obama had with Iran when they wanted ransom for several American hostages, and it's against American law for a president to pay ransom, and he paid it anyway. I'd like to see that conversation. I'd like to see the conversation Obama had when he handed over, he bartered, he traded five vicious Taliban Islamic terrorists who killed Americans in return for one traitor and deserter, Bowie Bergdahl. What was that conversation like? I never saw it. Did you? I'd like to see Obama's conversations with all the leaders of the Muslim world when he was encouraging the Arab Spring to overthrow good leaders who liked the United States, who were allies with the United States, and to institute Muslim radicals who hate the United States and want to kill every Israeli. I'd love to hear Obama's conversations with them. So stop telling me that Trump isn't transparent enough. He's the most transparent president in the history of America. You've never read a single transcript of a phone call of any other American president in history. Not Bush, not Clinton, not Obama, not anybody, ever. Let's take Barry in Virginia, line one. Barry, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Look,
and be brief, because you're in a minute.
You're so correct. I have the point of view that the reason why the Democrats are struggling so hard on this impeachment thing is not because Trump isn't doing his job well. He's doing it not only well, but spectacularly well.
Yes.
And the reason why they're scared is because they may lose this, not only will the Republicans gain the Senate or keep the Senate, but the Democrats will lose the House, which Trump needs. And
hey, Barry, the music's on, so I've got to run, but you're on point, on the money. On the money, because not only are they scared that Trump's doing too well, but they're scared about winning the House, keeping the Senate, but there's another one. They're scared that it's four more years of Trump naming literally hundreds of conservative federal judges. He's the best in history and the fastest in history at naming conservative judges so far. He'll accelerate it in term two, and we'll have vast control of the judiciary. They're scared to death. Thanks, Barry.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As hundreds of thousands of people take part in the annual March for Life event in Washington, D.C., President Trump becomes the first president to directly address the March for Life crowd.
For 47 years, Americans of all backgrounds have traveled from across the country to stand for life. And today, as President of the United States, I am truly proud to stand with you.
Congressman Adam Schiff is accusing President Trump of putting Trump first, not America first. During the president's Senate impeachment trial, the California Democrat says the president's misconduct in the Ukraine scandal is incompatible with the office of the presidency.
This is Trump first, not American first, not American ideals first. And the result has and will continue to be grave harm to our nation.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is Wayne Allen.
one root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Because my voice wouldn't make it through the weekend, you know? I talk so many thousands of hours. My God. But it's here. It's alive. It's well. And we had an interview earlier today. I had a chance to interview Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. Over 1,500 employees. He sold, I think it's almost 50 million pillows. The guy's amazing. His employees make 60,000 pillows a day for all of you. Amazing American success story. And I just love stories like that. Horatio Alger, All-American, American Dream, Rags to Riches, you name it. This guy defines it. Let's watch the interview right now. Mike Lindell. I have such respect. I'm in awe of great businessmen who build multi-million dollar, even billion dollar fortunes. That's why I was a big fan of Donald Trump from day one. When he came down that escalator, I knew he'd be the next president of the United States. Here's a guy who's built an incredible empire, a pillow empire. Mike Lindell, very famous for his MyPillow ads all over the United States. He's made himself into not just a multimillionaire businessman, but a celebrity, even a celebrity to the president of the United States. President Trump loves Mike. He's the CEO of MyPillow. 1,500 employees make 60,000 pillows a day. He sold 46 million pillows and counting, and it all started in a garage. Today he's a philanthropist and an evangelist and a positive thinker and a man of faith and a great guy. We welcome him to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Thanks for having me on. I'm doing great.
So I want to laugh with you for a minute before I even get into all the other stuff I want to talk to you about. I know you have a new book coming out called What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And I want to share a funny coincidence with you. I've written 12 books. My very first book in 1997 was called The Joy of Failure. And it was about all the failures of my early life and how I stumbled and bumbled and screwed up and lost money and went bankrupt. And it all led to learning experiences that made me a successful person in the real world. And the book was a big hit and people really loved it. And your book, as I read it, seems to have a lot of similar categories, a lot of similar ideas, a lot of similar experiences. You started out with a lot of failures and a lot of pain, and you overcame it all, learned from it, and you become a superstar. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's you bring up a lot of things there. My crack addiction and cocaine addiction. As you read the book, there's my entrepreneur trials and failures. But so many of those things I look back on, if they didn't happen, wouldn't be where I'm at today. You know, a guy learns from it and learns from these deviations, good or bad, and reacts to them. But for me, for the book, the addiction part, it's more about, people see addicts as, oh, it's a, somebody down and out in the streets. Well, addiction affects all of us, no matter how many forks you eat with, from the richest guy to the poorest guy in the street. And addiction, I believe it's not a disease. I believe it comes from childhood wounds, fatherlessness, divorces. Mine was 7 years old when my family divorced, and this manifest, I was put into a new school, and I was very shy, believe it. I couldn't talk to people. I would, and this happened throughout my life. I would either show off and do some bombastic things and, hey, watch me climb out this bus window. I ended up doing cocaine in the early 80s, and boy, I could talk your ear off, and it would mask my pain, and then changed to crack cocaine in the early 2000s. But, the whole book will be, it's my memoirs. It's gonna go through different things. I've had 14 near-death experiences. I've had all these entrepreneurship ventures and then this threat of addiction throughout. I think it's going to help so many people with hope. Give people hope. That's what we need now with this platform we have out there that I have to help addicts. I believe addiction is a perfect opportunity for a big revival.
So I love the title, What Are the Odds? And one of the great takeaways of the book for me was you talking about the fact that your life was saved by your drug dealer. Explain that story.
Well, that was just part of things that happened in 2008. I quit everything January 16, 2009. And in early 2008, I literally came upstairs. I was downtown Minneapolis hiding out. I had a warrant out for my arrest for something I didn't do. And I'd been up for 14 days. I came out of the room. I go, "What are you guys doing here?" And they said, "Well, we're doing an intervention on you. We're cutting you off. You're not going to be able to get any more crack. You've been up for 14 days." And two of them left and probably went to get the word out on the streets. And the other one sat there and he finally fell asleep. And I went down to the streets of Minneapolis and I couldn't buy crack anywhere. They're all going, "No, you're not getting anything from me. You're not getting anything from me." I went back upstairs and he's waiting up for me. It's like, you know, it's like 3 a.m. now. And he goes, "How'd that work out for you?" And he said, "Give me your phone." He took that picture, which is on the cover of the book. He says, "You've been telling us for years that this MyPillow is just a platform for God, and you're going to come back someday and help us all get out of this addiction life we're leading, and we're not going to let you die on us." And then there was a series of other things that happened in 2008, which led up to me, by the grace of God, quitting everything January 16, 2009.
Amazing story. You see movies where they give you this image of like a hooker with a heart of gold. You had a drug dealer with a heart of gold who actually wanted to save you. That's got to be God's hand right there, don't you think?
Right. Yeah, there was a lot of, but my friends, even back then, I'd be after the bars would close. I owned a bar for 13 years and the bars would close. We'd go to somebody's house and we'd be doing cocaine and stuff. I'd be telling all my friends about the Bible I read about in jail and stuff. They'd end up quitting that night. And I'm going, "What am I saying? I'm losing friends." These were things where I would tell everyone, you know, "I'm going to quit someday and I'm going to write a book. I'm going to have this big platform. I'm going to help people." And so it was a lot of things that kept happening. I used mathematical odds, saying, "Well, what are the odds of this? One in a million, one in a billion. When do you add them together and it becomes a miracle?" But like you say there, even dealers, it's so out of the norm that they come to me and that's, you know, that planted all these different seeds that ended up for me quitting. And, you know, I'm going, wow, they do care. Drug dealers that care, but they cared about, they seen the hope. And that, and my Amazing. My platform, I'm setting up my whole Lindell Recovery Network, and it is a thing of hope. You're going to see people your own age, your own, this, the commonality of the drug, and you're going to go, "Wow, there's my hope match." I think with what's going on out there now in our country with addiction, you know, I was with the president. We signed the opiate bill and all these great things he's doing to get rid of addiction. With my platform, he's allowed, by changing some of the bureaucracy, I mean, the treatment centers we have that are secular treatment, you end up, you go into them, you pay $30,000, and you get out of there in 30 days and say, "Oh, you're okay now." Well, you're not. And you need the faith-based treatment centers that are 10, 12 months long. You get out and you restore your heart. You get your heart restored and set free. And this platform to be able to do that, I want an ex-addict for my mentor that's been through it all to give me hope. Not some guy that's went to college for 4 years and said, "Hey, I know all about addiction." But I said, "Well, have you ever been there?" You know.
Hey, Mike, we got to run. I have a dozen more questions for you, but you know the time limitations of national TV. Let me end with this. Number one, great new book out, "What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO." Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Amazing guy, amazing story, entrepreneurial, rags to riches, the American dream, all the above. Proves what a great country we've got, proves what a great guy he is. And you quickly just let us know if someone needs to reach the Lindell Recovery Center, if they have a problem, if they have an addiction. Is there an email address or is there a website where they can go? Quickly tell people how to get help.
It's gonna be up in about a month. You can check on my personal site, MichaelJLindell.com, and all the information is gonna be there. And this isn't just one center. This is a nationwide network. This is gonna be an online website called Lindell Recovery Network. So.
All right, MichaelJLindell.com. Check there, and you'll find out when it's all opening. Great stuff. Yep. Thank you for giving back to the world and to America and to Americans. You're a great American. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you for having me on. God bless you.
All right, Mike Lindell, My Pillow, a great American, a great Republican, and a great friend of President Donald J. Trump, and a friend of Newsmax TV. Thank you, Mike. All right, so I got a little sad thing to tell you about, and that is this terrible virus that is active in China is scaring the entire world. It's called the coronavirus, and China is literally shutting down. And there's now 3 reported cases in France. There's reported cases in America, 1 in Chicago at least, 1 in Dallas, 1 in the state of Washington, and who knows how many more soon to come, how many other shoes will drop. And the Dow dropped 170 points today to end the week as the coronavirus fears grow. And what's the fear? The fear is that entire industries could be shut down, entire economies. The fear is tourism, hotels, airlines, all badly hurt. In China, they just shut down the Great Wall, the Forbidden City, and Disney Shanghai, all shut down. The airports, the railroads, shut down. Entire cities, quarantine. And this is the Chinese New Year coming up this weekend. And so business is going to be shot to heck. And so we don't want this coming to the United States. Very scary. Could destroy the entire economy. Could destroy the stock market. Let's hope and pray. You know what this all leads me to think about? Build the wall. Just another reason to build the wall and keep bad things out of the United States. Coming up next, message from Dr. Joe Williams. If you're losing your hair or you've lost your hair, this could be the most important guy in the world you'll ever listen to. Dr. Joe Williams, number one hair restoration guy in the world. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to 3 beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit 3 per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
Raw and unfiltered.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken.
Ripken!
definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as WAR. And Twitter attaches a warning to President Donald Trump's pro-life video. This is where we've gone as a nation. It's amazing. President Trump puts out a video because he's the first American president to ever speak at a March for Life in Washington, D.C. today. He made history. First sitting president ever to address the annual March for Life rally in Washington, D.C. And he puts out a video and a tweet. And the tweet says, "We see it in the eyes of every new mother who cradles an innocent newborn child in her loving arms. Life is the greatest miracle of all. Let us build a culture that cherishes innocent life." And unbelievably, Twitter puts a warning on it, as if, avert your eyes, this is terrible. Donald Trump Jr. calls out Twitter, and he says, "So it appears that at Jack," that's Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter, "and at Twitter, seem to think a Trump campaign video with a pro-life message is sensitive material." And Twitter later dropped the warning, because they got embarrassed. But you just can't believe what's going on. And it all ties in with what I told you, I think it was just last night, right? Or it was 2 nights ago, one or the other. But I think it was yesterday I told you how at Twitter in 3 years, I didn't really gain a single fan. And yet, when I went to PolitiChatter, PolitiChatter.com, and they're the new Twitter, and they don't ban conservatives, they don't censor conservatives, and they don't shadow ban. And they said, "We think you're going to be a superstar here." And I went from zero to 100,000 in 2 weeks. I went to 130,000 plus in 3 weeks. And we announced all this on the air on Newsmax TV. And instantly, Google and Bing dropped PolitiChatter, so they got no new customers, no new fans, no new traffic. Destroyed them. Just like they've done for the last 2 years with conservative websites all over the World Wide Web. I mean, if this isn't a real-life conspiracy, I don't know what is. The minute I announce I found a way to get around Twitter's ban on Wayne Root, they dropped that company, so you can't get around the ban. So I'm stuck right now. I think I'm at 138,000 fans on PolitiChatter. But on Twitter, I never gained one in 3 years. On Facebook, not one in 3 years. How's that possible when PolitiChatter just embarrassed them and proved how popular I really am? And how popular conservatism really is. If you give people freedom and a choice, You'll get thousands of people a day who come to hear you speak. But if you censor them, then they can't find you. That's what's happening in America, and President Trump has got to deal with it. All right, let's grab some calls. Victoria in Ohio on line one. Victoria, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Hi. The first ever speak with anyone, and I just found your program Tuesday and started watching.
Well, you got lucky. You got lucky. You got through that quickly. That's great.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Wonderful.
So what's on your mind tonight? Let everybody know.
Well, I have been a proud citizen of the USA for 66 years now. And when I was 18 years old, I registered as a Democrat. And I have voted every election for the past 40-something years, okay? Now, Ohio has an open ballot, but it's interesting to look back over the years and see how much a Democratic Party has changed.
Are you now going to vote for President Trump, Victoria?
You know what? I did not vote for him this last election, but that poor man, he has been put through the grinder. It's shameful.
Are you coming out? Are you coming out of the closet tonight to tell us you're going to switch to Trump for this election? I hope on our show.
No, let me tell you this. I always said, at least a Democrat, you see, they're like an honest thief. Okay, that old saying. The Republicans are such gut wonders. I always said I would never be a Republican because they're so, to me, they have not taken a firm stand against things when they've had the best opportunities in the world. And I'm thinking, why would I want to be?
Such as? Tell me what. Look, no one is more Republican than Wayne Root. So you're on TV with Wayne Root. Tell me what stand you want to know where I stand on any issue that you're not going to get a strong stand. I'll give you a strong stand on every issue, Victoria. Tell me where you'd like to hear a strong stand.
Well, definitely, but it's like the leadership in the Congress and the House. I'm talking about the party.
Yeah, a lot of gutless, weak, cowardly politicians, that I admit. I've always said I'm with the cowardly party, and the Democrats are the evil party, but what you're saying is we're cowardly, but you've been voting with the evil guys, so that's not so good either, right? You don't want open borders,
do you? No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I have never switched technically from Republican or Democrat to Republican, but basically I vote a Republican ticket, okay?
All right. Hey, Victoria, we got to run because the music's on. The show is ending. I got to thank my sponsors. I got to do my prayer at the end of every show. I always do for the cops. So we got to run, but we appreciate you calling in. Your bravery, telling me you're a lifelong Democrat. That's a brave thing to do on my show. You sound like a nice lady. I hope you're voting Republican in this election. Hope you see the bad guy that Bernie Sanders is and the corrupt guy that Biden is, and you vote for Donald Trump, because at least you're getting a wall and the world's not coming in. Anyway, good night, Victoria. Have a great night. To all of you out there, God bless all the cops. And to my doctor, Suggest, the sponsor of the show, their message coming up next. We love them. With all the bad things around the world, all the health problems, you got to get healthy. Cold and flu season's here. My doctor, Suggest, message now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.